Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, today I gave all I could do, you know, today. Maybe tomorrow I could have gave more. Maybe a week ago I could have gave more. But today was what I could do. And at some point, you have to be able to be okay with that. And that's all I can do. I can't change time or anything. So that's all I could do on this particular day.
Perfect response.
Hey, that's why Sipa has a thing for her, too. She said particular.
She's very non-committal after she got beat yesterday. And I always hate that. Like, in the moment, are you going to retire? Hey, you just lost a three-set tiebreaker to 10.
Hey, where's your future?
Come on. She's had a 27-year career. She is the GOAT.
My man's still doing commercials?
Billie Dee Williams. She's the GOAT of women's tennis. She's 40 years old. She still has the passion. That was pretty evident yesterday. She still has Gary Sharp in Omaha, Nebraska on his couch cheering for her and going, come on! And then every point that was against her, I was like, that's out!
You're kind of joking, but I believe you.
I mean, I got into it yesterday because I said to you guys, she's either going to lose in the first round or she's going to find a way to make it to the final. And unfortunately, she lost in the first round yesterday, but she's the GOAT, and she can dictate whatever term she wants to go out on. But that response, like athletes that get older and it's towards the end, that's a perfect response. I can only give you what I am right now. I'm not going to reinvent and go back to my heyday. This is where I currently am. And some days it's going to work and some days it doesn't. And you have to accept me for that. But it is, we've talked plenty, and mostly it's about football players, is you don't want to see them at the tail end of their career. Like, it's amazing that Tom Brady is still playing at a relatively high level at that age, instead of breaking down and slowly he is getting worse. You know, like a Drew Brees.
Sorry,
we saw the tail end of his time with the Saints. So, she can do whatever she wants, and she can be on her timetable and leave on her terms, and I hope people let her decide.
Are you affording your closet love interest that kind of runway?
Yes.
It's nice of you.
But I think that she's wise enough.
Most people, when they leave a relationship, don't wish the best for the other. It's very, very mature.
Yeah, because there's only really one.
Go, Serena. I want the best for you. You've earned the right to go out the way you want to. Even if it means losing in the first round.
If she decides that she's
done. She hasn't won since like June of 2021.
Well, she hadn't played a year. She had a hamstring issue.
It's the French, right?
It is indeed.
I think she plays at the U.S. Open 2021? And then she calls it a career.
You would.
And what a great career it was.
Yeah, no kidding.
Shane's too busy worried about how to try to get
now,
that.
Now, you brought
fish.
Something up about relationships. I think there's only one relationship where I wished Will ill on somebody after we broke up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I hope she's having still Will ill, but that's okay. She ain't in my life. She hasn't been in my life for about 10 years. Yeah. Aren't we a Fox station?
I don't have any contentious... pass X's.
Okay, that's good.
Nah, not at all.
What
but
up,
were
Damon?
were you the breaker upper, or you got the? It's not.
Well, the
you,
most
it's me.
Important time I was not.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Those terms were dictated to me, but that's okay. That's okay.
It happens.
Yeah.
You were mentioning earlier after I commented about my love of the trip to Ireland.
I love it.
Is we are 59 days from the start of the season.
Absolutely.
So if you want to do a countdown, we can talk about Josh Heskew. Because Josh Heskew is, I think, a really good story in how Nebraska football is supposed to work. So he wore number 59. He was from the state of Oklahoma. He has 3 national championship rings. He played behind 2 fantastic players in Aaron Taylor and Aaron Graham. He was all Big 12 in 1998. But he was somebody that was fairly highly recruited out of high school. If I remember coming out of Oklahoma, looked like a lineman, worked like a lineman.
Well, he grew into a lineman.
But he wasn't a huge guy. He had a center body.
Yeah, he was.
You know, he had that stout.
He was kind of fit.
He had that Jason Schwab kind of body.
No.
You know,
Schwabby was squatty.
The Coke machine kind
of
look.
Hey, Heskey was one of those. You know what? It's funny he's come up, and I know I brought him up, but I wasn't even thinking this at the time. Now that you're saying this, he's one of the guys that I would say if there's a case, and he may say different because it was more about opportunity, he may be one of those guys I would make the case for that got tougher. Like, you know how you always say, You're either tough or you're not tough. Because
mm-hmm.
he was very, he would joke around and he's pretty good natured. Yep. And then all of a sudden he just got like, I don't know, like super, like I wouldn't say mean spirited, but I mean, he brought it. So I don't know if he was like, you know, now's my time or enough's enough. He's one of those guys that I think of as like got tougher.
He seized an opportunity. He finally got his opportunity. He waited, and he got his opportunity.
And maybe it was already in there, and that's probably what he'd say.
He was a really good, if I remember correctly, good interview.
I liked him. You know, he'd give it to you. He was kind of sarcastic. He would razz you. I like Heskey.
But he's from the old school college football where you came in and you waited around for a while and hoped for your shot and kept in the mix and then finally got his shot. And it was on that 98 team. Now, he was the best center in the Big 12 in 1998. But when I was writing down the day, 59 days away, and Josh Heskey's number immediately popped into my head. I mean, you know, okay, I'm sorry to the Ryan Bingham fans out there. Or what was the lineman from Alabama were 59?
I like Bingham.
Brett Byford?
I'm not sure.
They were 59. But Josh Heskey is the
Byford brother of
is the 59 that I thought of.
Runs my pal.
It's interesting you brought up Jamari Butler because I'm thinking of players that have waited their turn and now it's time. Like you've sat behind three NFL guys in the defensive backfield for 3 years. Noah Pola-Gates immediately comes to mind. You've sat behind guys that are getting paid to play football now. Mm-hmm. So now it's your opportunity. You either seize it or you're kicked to the curb.
Yeah. A couple of those guys. Probably 10 maybe. That I'd say, like,
hey, you've waited around.
There's probably 10 or 12 of those guys. And unfortunately, some of them are kind of on the young side, which maybe it's the way that it's going. But hopefully, if Nebraska can quickly course correct and get back to developmental, it's not going to be that way. But unfortunately, I think there are some younger guys that haven't even really got a chance yet that are still on the clock. I mean, and it's just the way that it's going to go, man. Seriously, trust me on that one. You're like, wait, they've only been... Yeah, that happens.
No, I think there'll be some course correction off of the 22 recruiting class.
Refresh me.
So they would be true freshmen right now.
From?
The 22 recruiting class.
I need to look and see who that was. Isn't
so
it
people
amazing
that were
how
signed,
I can't think of that?
People were signed in the last year that once you get them here, you realize... That guy can't play here.
Give me a name that's in that class.
Emmett Johnson.
Oh, no, you're too soon. Go back a year before, the year previous. Those guys. There's a handful of those guys that are already on the clock.
So those guys are going into...
Just their second year.
Well, you enrolled early. You would have gone through spring of 21. You would have been on the roster for 21. You've gone through another spring in 22, and now here's your season in 22.
Yeah.
That's enough time. That's enough.
Whoa.
Not enough time to say you got to go, but enough time to that's clear.
So I'm talking about Fedoni's class.
Okay.
There's some guys on there that are definitely on the clock.
Okay, let's grab one, and we'll discuss.
Sean Hardy.
Who? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, for Sean Hardy not to be on the clock this season, he has to be
in
the nine.
Got to flash.
He's got to be in the nine, but by the end of the year, he has to be hanging around the top six wide receivers. Mm-hmm.
There's fudge. There's a lot of those guys.
There's a couple of linemen in there that...
Yep,
but
agreed.
And I don't have faith that they will break into the of Donovan Raiola's top eight.
You know who... And I want him to work out because he's from New Jersey. I'd be curious to see what happens with Mackay. Gabayar. Because it's a good little recruiting ground. I like his body.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it's kind of crowded.
I'm with you, but is he going to be healthy? I mean, there's some guys on that list in the 21 that are they, and Fedoni is that same way.
Yeah, but he looks good though. Don't sweat.
He hasn't played much football. I know. And he's.
You just hope he's not one of those guys that I know about all too well, kind of being one of them that something always seemed to be wrong.
Mm-hmm. And not their fault.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I don't worry about Fedoni at all.
All right, grab another one off that class. I think this is a good experiment.
Litovsky.
This is a big 22 for him, and I think it's a big August.
So you have to put, so this is the key, and I'm not saying you have to start, but you have to put yourself in a situation where if they're looking at another guy, they have to be able to say you're better than them. Because that's really how the transfer portal works, right? You're looking at Marcus Washington and you're saying, okay, is he better than what we have? I gave you this mental exercise because I know it's what they do. Is he potentially better than the 8 or 9 we have? If the answer to that question is yes, you make a run at it. If the answer to that is no, you don't. Because otherwise you're just collecting space. I think Litovsky's in that. I think he's in that discussion because he's got to put himself in. You want those coaches right now to be saying, ooh, man, just one more or just 6 more or just a little more, and then fill in the blank. You don't want to be the guy, and he's not, hear my heart, because people have a really hard time comprehending. He's not in that camp where you say, man, this guy can't play. Next. I do think they're on the fringe of having a few of those guys in this class where they say, man, I don't think he can play here. And chalk it up. I mean, you could say it's you're misevaluated or whatever. That's part of it. You know, you got to admit. Got to make some mistakes. Hey, you know what? Wasn't what we thought. Now, you just have to have fewer and fewer of those.
Well, your offensive line and defensive line, there's probably combined 5.
Yeah, that's why I said, see, now I didn't like, so that's why I said I wanted to make sure we were talking about the same year. Because I was like, because I'm not good at that. I'm like, is 2022, is that the guys that are gun players? Is that the guys? No, go to 2021 and it's alarming. So let me just quickly. Thomas Fedoni, is he brought up unsolicited?
Put him on the side because he's injured, but if he's healthy, he's one of your tight ends.
Hulu, he's gone. Randolph Kapai, is he brought up unsolicited?
Not as much as originally in his career.
Teddy P.
No brainer.
Henry Litovsky.
Big August.
James Carney.
Good spring.
Harburg.
In the mix.
Gabe Irvin.
Yes.
Buckley.
Not unsolicited,
took you too long.
Well, but I'm not ready. Of the Weaver, Buckley, Black trio,
Mackay.
He's the one that you keep around.
Gabar.
Needs a big August in 22.
Okay, Latrell Neville. Kobe Bretz.
Wait and see.
It's a big offseason for him. Kamonte Grimes. Huge season for him. Sean Hardy.
Same.
Bronson Yehigger. AJ Rollins.
Yes.
Okay. Jalen Weaver.
Gotta know how to line up first.
Malik Williams.
Who?
Seth Malcolm.
Next.
Buford.
Yep.
Okay.
Moving forward there.
Guys that came in that same year, Tyreek Johnson.
Okay. He is what he is.
Step. Okay. Klarvik.
Is going to play.
And then Toure's gone. Mm-hmm. That's just a year and a half ago.
Well, we could have an honest conversation about how many of those guys
that
should have never been.
Listen, because, that's not my jam.
But with not naming guys,
that's
if I started to go.
Okay,
people on TV can see us.
Okay, so listen to me.
There's probably four in there.
So listen to me. Remember when I was talking about one of the things that I think has to come together in a hurry is the Gintas, the Mickey Josephs, the Applewhites, the Bushes, Williams, who's new to that staff, coming back to Nebraska. See, all those guys in warp speed have to get on the same page as what was previously done and figure out where the meeting point is. Hey, I know we've done this, but this is what we'd like to do, considering that we're proven in this capacity. And then everybody at some point's got to come to a mutual agreement, yep. And then you have to go recruit that way for the next cycle. It's not easy.
No. Would you agree that there are more potential hits in the 22 class than there are in the 21?
Well, let's just take a look-see. Okay? Shall we?
Yes.
Gould, Grant, Hausman, Victor Jones, Javier Morton, who I kind of low-key like, Richard Torres, Deshaun Singleton. Ooh, Evans Jenkins, A.J. Allen, Janarian Bonner, Dakotas Crawford, Jaleel Martin, Applegate Johnson, Herzog, Androff, Tagaloa, Stanger. Yes.
There's almost yes. as many guys in the 22 class of early enrollees
yeah,
that get brought up more than
I
the
agree.
20, or it's equal.
I agree. Agreed. Kind of amazing just to do that exercise in my head. Now, I'm leaving it open to interpretation. There's plenty of opportunities to kind of prove it wrong. But the discrepancy is, just at first blush, is pretty stark.
And that previous class
was... Which one? One or two?
The 21 was built off the COVID year where they didn't have people on campus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a little impromptu exercise.
All right, Donnie Dodge going to join us within the hour. Sean McDonough stops by today. We had a reschedule from yesterday. We'll talk to Dirk Chatelain, Brandon Vogel as well. Plus, the College World Series TV ratings are in.
Hey, what happens?
Pretty good.
Yeah, how are you going to feel? Hey, listen, daytime baseball.
That Sunday 2 p.m. game, fantastic.
Hey, but of all the tweaks, that may have been the best one.
Yep, they can't change it now. That was great for fans. It was great for television. I think the players enjoyed it. Even playing game one the night before, it's a natural to play at an afternoon game on a Sunday. But the TV ratings for the championship, the two games, are pretty good. But how bad did they beat softball, or did they? Because both sports apparently are growing, one probably a little bit quicker than the other. They're not separated by as much as you might think.
Mm.
All right, 7:02. There's Damon. I'm Gary Shane here as well. Sharp and betting in the morning on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.